It's Saturday, the 6th of April, and I'm not in my garden, as you may well detect from the sound. I'm actually through in an area of Edinburgh known as Morningside, one of my daughter's venues again, her craft events. And this area that I'm standing in is one of the, just off the main street, is a very residential place. I'm looking at some of the beautifully large sandstone buildings that are here, with massive gardens and triple garages. And I'm actually on a place called New Battle Terrace. It's a very residential area indeed, and facing me, as I've walked along from the car a wee bit, is the Dominion Cinema. It's a gorgeous picture house, by the way. Beautifully well kept. In fact, the lass is out there now with the mop cleaning all the steps. But they have a fantastic setup in there. And anyway, that's nothing to do with this. This is my morning thoughts, boo. So there's just so many things distracting me this morning. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. I'm blinded by the sunlight on the way in this morning on the motorway. And as I face southwest here now, the sun is beaming along this road, casting long shadows. But as you can hear in the background, so much bird song. Isn't that beautiful? A different bird song from my normal garden. Birds are flitting and fleeting everywhere, setting up nests. And the trees above me, beautiful, big, mature trees, goodness grief, some size, are full of buds. You can see the buds shining in the morning sun. Wood pigeons, collar doves, and mini coopers. Oh, sorry. But yes, you know, it's absolutely gorgeous here. It's funny how, as I said before, that cities can be so attractive in certain ways, although I could never stay in one. But I think if I had a nice big sandstone house, or even a small sandstone cottage with a large garden in one of these areas, there's a lot of privacy here. They're all hidden behind my goodness, this one must be at least a 10-foot sandstone wall. Oh, goodness grief. Kirkbank. Yes, gorgeous place. I don't think it was its original name, because it's two sandstone pillars either side of the drive, and one side says villa, and the other side is obscured in the sandstone, so I think someone changed its name. But no matter. I'm waiting here this morning for my daughter and her fiancé, soon to be husband, turn up with the van. I guess last week I used to get a text saying there's been some delay. Last week in Glasgow, it was the van wouldn't start, and eventually they got it going. And as I speak, the van comes round the corner. So time to abandon my morning thoughts and get on with the job of setting up the event. But it's a gorgeous, gorgeous morning here in Morningside. By the way, if you've got money, the whole of Morningside is a nice place to stay. Someone's lost their registration plate. I just picked it off the road. So if you are LV03FKR, FKR could mean, yes, spell it out yourself. But I'm going to put it up so somebody spots it somewhere. Anyway, let's get on. And starting the day a wonderful way with gorgeous sunshine and birdsong, as usual.